Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What is up, everybody? I'm Will Selvin. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Ooh, big, big news from South Florida as we get closer to next Thursday's draft. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, the Dolphins have received interest from teams looking to move up to the sixth overall spot, and the Finns are taking trade calls for that pick. Adam Beasley of the Miami Herald reporting Miami would consider trading down from their sixth pick if neither LSU receiver Ja'Marr Chase or Florida tight end Kyle Pitts are available. As we like to say in the biz, stay tuned. Elsewhere, North Dakota State's Trey Lance held his second pro day workout, and three teams who picked in the top 10 were in attendance. Those teams were the Niners, Falcons, and Broncos. They were joined by the Pats, who picked 15th. The 2021 NFL Draft, presented by Verizon, kicking off in Cleveland, Ohio, next Thursday night on NFL Network, ABC, and ESPN. In non-draft news, back in 2005, San Francisco selected Alex Smith with the first overall pick in the draft. He parlayed that opportunity into 16 seasons, and most recently the NFL's Comeback Player of the Year, the quarterback announcing his retirement Monday after leading his last team, Washington, to an NFC East title and the playoffs last season, 2 years after suffering a leg injury so severe he was told he may never walk again. He explained his decision to call it a career on ESPN.
I think, you know, for me, like I said, this all started as a father and husband. I mean, for me, that's where it began, wondering what, if anything, I would ever be able to do with my kids again, with my wife again. And I'm so lucky that it continued down the road that it did, and that I got to chase the big daddy, that I got to go, you know, my Everest, that I could see if I could go play football again. And I got to do that, and I'm so thankful for it. I still feel like I have other mountains out there. And it does come back to me being a father and a husband, and I want to go do it with them. My kids are at an amazing age, and to be able to go do some of these things with them that I thought had been taken away from me forever. Again, I'm so grateful, and I want to go do them. I want to do more. I want to say yes some more, and I'm excited for it.
As for the quarterback who replaced Smith in Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, well, he's led the franchise to a Super Bowl championship and two straight AFC championship game wins. He's recuperating from off-season toe surgery and says he's healing up nicely.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm progressing well. I think I'm ahead of schedule myself. I mean, obviously, we're trying to be cautious and not push me out there too soon. But I'm doing what I can. I've gotten out of the boot finally. It took forever. And now I'm trying to get back on the field and get that stuff working. And so I'm sure they'll keep me along that same pathway to I can be able to hopefully do some stuff by the end of the offseason.
Get a brand spanking new episode of the new Fantasy Football Podcast today. Join host Marcus Grant for all the latest fantasy football news. Listen to it on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. Oh, and before I go, a big birthday shout out to my guy, Peter Schrager, celebrating a birthday today. Be sure to hit him up on Twitter, all right? His handle is @PSchrags to wish him a happy birthday. Well, that's it from here. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.